earth and sky.
We have never had an accurate map of ocean currents ever until now. That's a big deal.
You're listening to Peter Kneeler at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. Kneeler measures ocean currents. That's how he and colleagues discovered hundreds of weak, slow-moving currents crossing the ocean like stripes. Kneeler said this new insight can reveal more about the link between ocean and climate.
For example, half the heat that's transported from the equator toward the pole is caused by atmosphere, and half of it is caused by the ocean. And the way ocean moves that heat is through ocean currents. So people should care that our system of ocean currents does not significantly change as climate change occurs, because if it does, we will have a significant different climate pattern.
He said the recently discovered currents will let scientists create more precise models of how ocean waters absorb carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas.
And now we know where most of the carbon uptake should be taking, because that's where water is coming from, the deep ocean. And as the water comes up, it's going to absorb its share of carbon dioxide before it sinks again or spreads somewhere else.
Our thanks today to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.